Welcome to Series 2, Episode 7 of 2 from 2 Cube. This week it is just Adam and myself.
Hello.
Yes, on cue. We are getting so much better. Now we're back into the flow of it. We're perfecting the timing of that. So this week's episode is going to be a little bit different.
Yep.
Because we've now run out of the recordings that we did last year. Because we have been literally like so jam-packed busy with all sorts of different projects going on, we haven't really had an opportunity to sit down and think, right, what can we actually talk about for 20-30 minutes? So we thought instead of that, we would do a little recap of Series 2 thus far on the 7th episode, because...
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Give you guys a little break.
Exactly.
Give you a little rest.
So... Let's talk about some of the episodes that you may well have missed if you haven't subscribed to our podcast. But the last episode that we did, we had the wonderful Rachel on from Healthwatch Essex. The episode title was Commanding Communications. And we sat with Rachel and we had like a good hour-long conversation with her.
It was a long conversation, and she's an experienced professional with... Oh, so many career credentials, it's unbelievable. And so many stories, like, it was very easy to get lost in that conversation, and very, very interesting as well. Places that we will probably never see, and a lot of people will never see.
No, and just, the sort of the challenges that she had to face in her sort of day-to-day job was, like, just incredible. And, like, so she did some amazing, amazing things in terms of communication and marketing.
Oh, yes. Worked for the Army, Ministry of Defence, then worked for the police.
The police,
So, doing a lot of communications in a lot of high-pressured situations.
Exactly, and having to have that sort of, that full control over exactly what's being said, making sure that it's being said in the right way, that the right people know about the right things and all this sort of stuff. And, yeah, just absolutely fascinating. And... it was a great 1 hour long conversation that we had with her, and you should definitely, definitely go and listen to it.
It is one of the best episodes we've done, and that is purely just through Rachel's experience and her career, because she's led an interesting life.
Yeah, definitely. One of the other episodes that we did was with Emily from Essex Wildlife Trust, and that episode was titled Campaign Queen, because Emily... she had an interesting start because she went and studied something to do with wildlife conservation, I believe, and then sort of fell into this communications role, but has actually just sort of taken it, run with it, and done such an incredible job.
Became the campaign queen.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, another really interesting episode. Like Tom said, purely... because of background as well and where she come from. I mean, we learned a lot about stoats, I think, on that podcast. Yeah, that was interesting. But it was her use of internal and external videos that really impressed us. And the campaign that she was trying to run. And the campaign was brilliant in the sense that it was trying to make sure that everyone working for the trust knew they were experts too.
Yeah. And I think that is that was the most valuable takeaway, was that... you know, video is great for your external comms, but actually internally it can do wonders for the team. It can boost people's confidence because, I mean, Emily was speaking to all these members of the team, you know, asking for experts, and they were like, oh, no, I'm not an expert. And it's like, no, hang on a second. You do this day in, day out. You are an expert.
Compared to the average person.
Yeah, exactly.
Expert,
And I think that is just so valuable that she managed to... utilize her sort of communication skills to actually, you know, boost the morale of the team.
Yeah, build their confidence, build the confidence team. And not just that, but it showed the usefulness of keeping everyone in communication and updating and giving insights and giving news into what's happening in the organization to make it a much more transparent place.
Yeah, because one of the challenges that she was saying was that because they're such a big team that, you know, not everybody knows what's going on, not everybody knows who's in the organization, and actually that gave her the opportunity to sort of expand on that and explore that with all the team, which I think is brilliant.
So important. And in that episode we also touched on something that we're always harping on about and something that's always important, and we were talking about audience and demographics as well.
Yeah.
and how you should group those audience and demographics and how you should work with them to get the most out of your campaigns.
Yep. How, yeah, you've got to pay particular attention to it. We go on about it a lot, but it is crucial. It is. We also spoke to, and this was episode two, we spoke to Robin from Southeast and Central Essex Mind.
Well done.
God, that was a challenge. That was, yeah. I didn't even have that written down, which I probably should have done. And the title of that episode was Can Creatives Transform Charities? Robin had come from a very creative background.
Creative, artistic.
Yeah, yeah, she'd done some really, really great stuff. And we just spoke about how her being a creative can actually be of benefit to charities.
It was a bit of both, wasn't it? So it was about how you can be a benefit and also what the struggles are of working for a charity as well. And a lot of people, I think we went over the fact that a lot of people think you're going to charity and you'll be quite constrained, quite restricted, maybe even a little bit boring. But we were discussing, and Robin was talking about how we're trying to get away from that in the digital age, and charities realizing how much they need digital, how we were going to come away from that.
And, you know, actually, since then, looking at Southeast and Central Essex Mind's digital stuff, it's been really, really positive. And it has been, you know, there's some exciting campaigns that, that have been put out, and it's really good to sort of see that in action. We also had two episodes, in fact, three episodes technically, but the first episode was a bit of a...
just a hello, an intro.
Hello, we're back.
We're back.
So we had two other episodes where we spoke primarily about digital content. So one of the episodes was talking about creating digital content, and the other episode was about how video strategy is so vital.
A little bit more specific.
Yeah, so we're sort of trying to educate, inform people as to, you know, how vital it is that, you know, you get these sort of strategies and this pre-production done before people start campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was, we broke it down into a 5-step plan of how to have success with video. And as Tom was saying, going over those pre-production rules, how this strategy is going to work, who you're aiming this strategy at, and so forth and so on. There was so much that goes into it that maybe you don't know. You're so tempted in this day and age just to pick a camera up and shoot a video. But that's not good enough, and that's not always going to get you the results that you want.
No, and that the video is strategy is vital episode is quite literally, as Adam said, a 5-point sort of how-to episode, which if you're thinking about releasing some videos, you're probably going to have a little listen to it just to get an idea as to, you know, what you should be thinking about before you even do pick up that camera.
Ultimately, if you don't, it will be a waste of time and effort. So we strongly recommend listening to that one before you start.
Definitely. So that's basically a recap of the episodes that we've spoke about.
Got one more. We've got one more.
Okay,
and that was
sorry.
Creating digital content.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sort of threw that in there, didn't I? Yeah.
At the beginning, but creating digital content was just expanding a bit basically on the video strategy is vital. It's just included more content. Once again, same sort of structure, but it was more about the process of what you need to create good content and what needs to go into that and the afterwards of what goes into that.
Sorry, I almost missed that.
Almost
one
missed it. That's what I'm here for.
So yeah, that's a recap. Strongly, of course, recommend that you go listen to all the episodes of Two from Two Cubes because it's probably the best podcast out there, I mean, obviously. We also thought we'd take the opportunity in this episode to talk about some of the current projects that we're working on. So we're just, I'm going to basically reel off some of the projects that we're working on, and then we'll sort of elaborate on certain parts of that. So one of our long-standing clients is the Limnus Association. We're still working with them to help them with their marketing and communications, but also now we're helping to support and facilitate a number of virtual sessions. So because of coronavirus, which we are all still living, hasn't gone away. The Limnus Association have now had to adapt their offering into a virtual setting. So previously to coronavirus, they would hold support and connect hub meetings on a monthly basis, where people would get together, they'd have a chat, they'd have a coffee, they'd learn about the Limb Association, learn about what support's out there, and primarily connect with individuals, actually, mm-hmm. you know, have a conversation with fellow amputees, because that is just so important in the sort of the process, I guess. It's so important that amputees get the opportunity to speak to fellow amputees.
And get that support and that ability to connect, hence the Support and Connect Hub. Yeah. And I think when lockdown first started, a lot of people were sorely missing those services. And it's not the only service, you had the Support and Connect Hub, but you also had the volunteer visitors. Yep. And unfortunately, once again,
it all had to
stop. But that didn't mean it had to stop. It had to adapt and change, as Tom was saying.
And evolve. And so we helped the Limbless Association to facilitate a number of different virtual offerings. So their volunteer visitor scheme, which is basically, it's a peer support scheme. They're continuing that, but doing that via phone and Zoom and things like that. Yep. But then their Support and Connect Hubs, we've actually sort of built into a really engaging, insightful and interesting virtual offering, which includes live Facebook sessions, which generally speaking have a sitting yoga session.
Yep.
We're also working on a number of, you know, really engaging Zoom calls. So it gives the LA service users the opportunity to connect with each other, to have a chat about things, to, you know, talk about some of the problems that they're having, to, you know, find out the latest updates from their prosthetic centers. And they have been really, really powerful and really important, I think, to that community.
And I think that's it. I think the spot on word there is community. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing at the moment, have been missing, especially if maybe you are one of those people that is maybe a bit more housebound or finds it hard to get placed, or even if you're shielding. And the LA have done a fantastic job of providing those services still building that community. And that's what we've seen. It's not just keeping the community they already had, but it's also building on that existing community. And I don't think they are the only charity or organisation that's doing that at the moment. No. I think everywhere you look, there are Zoom calls, Zoom meetings, left, right and centre. There are Facebook groups that have popped up in place to provide these valuable services.
And I mean, I think the wonderful thing about it is, as well, is that the Limbless Association plan to continue having this virtual offer going forward. You know, okay, coronavirus probably is going to be with us for a little bit longer, and that's great because this virtual offer exists. But, you know, when it doesn't, when we finally, you know, find a vaccine and all that sort of stuff, the virtual offer will continue, which sort of expands their audience, because, as Adam just said, there are people who can't actually get to the, you know, the prosthetic centers. So for those people, that virtual hub will still hold such a vital importance to them, that it's great that we can help sort of facilitate that.
It is, and I think that's happened quite a lot. I think, on another note, it's made a lot of charities and organisations realise how important the digital landscape is, even after all this. They have now got that dawning realisation of, actually, we need this. It's not just a nice to have. It's so important, because we're all connected in some way or another now online. Yeah. And the best way to connect with those people is also to be online.
Yeah, definitely. So that's one client. We've also been working with a new 1920s themed bar, pub, restaurant in Chelmsford.
Tavern,
yes, called the Garrison Tavern. And we've been supporting them with their marketing, with producing videos, capturing images, all for their social media to, you know, get people to go. Obviously, they are hot on it with their COVID-19 safety, security, etc., because they have to be. And it's us giving that opportunity to reaffirm that, reassure people who are going to visit that it's safe to go there.
It is, and it is. It must be a very strange time to be starting a business at the moment. Sorry to go back to coronavirus again, but it's been a challenge, but exciting in a lot of ways, because it's been a bit different. It's not like everybody get down here now. It's had to be a bit more cautious, a little bit more calculated.
Yeah.
And as we've been going along as well, because of everything that's happened, it's been a bit of slow process as well with certain services and features that the Garrison are offering. I mean, recently they've now started offering food and that's exciting because that's also something that's new to both Tom and I. So
we did some product photography.
We did.
And if you want to check it out, you can go to the Garrison's Facebook page and you see it in all its glory. Yep. We are also working with Chelmsford's number one indoor golf attraction, which is Backyard Golf. And again, we're helping support them with their marketing, video, images, all that sort of stuff.
Getting people back in there after lockdown as well, letting people know the regulations, letting them once again, letting them know that we're actually still open.
And
still
actually,
ready.
You know, at Backyard Golf, you know, one hole apart is in some instances about 9 meters. So that's, you know, that's something that we've actually sort of held on to and sort of said that to people who are thinking about going, is that actually, you know what? Yeah, social distancing and some, which is really good.
Making people feel safe and able to go.
Definitely. We've also been working with our good friends at Branch Out Productions. We have been helping them to capture video for as live events. So one of the projects that we've been working on recently is for Toyota, who would usually have, with Branch Out, put on a live training event about their new vehicles that are coming out. However, because of coronavirus, they haven't been able to do that. So we've worked with them to capture as live video training sessions, which they have then shared with the staff at their dealerships. And it was great. It was great to work on. Really, really challenging project. But all for good reasons, I think.
I think all for good reasons. Yeah. You know, I think this is once again going to become a very popular thing because it's not just about people not being able to go to places. It's also people being cautious about going to places. Yeah. A lot of people now don't want to take the risk, especially if you're running a large business, large dealership. You don't want to take the risk of mingling with other people. So I think we're going to see a lot more e-learning. And I think, to be fair, everyone in a professional capacity has already experienced this. I mean, the amount of learning courses I've seen around, the amount of learning, I mean, we've done learning courses and there's more. So I can see this also going on for a while yet. But it was a really fun project. Like Tom said, it was challenging, but in a good way.
Yeah, and all for the right reasons, I think. And to sort of lead on to other sort of training, we've worked with a local charity called Action for Family Carers, and we've been hosting a number of webinars for them to enable their staff to access these digital tools, which we so heavily rely on now. Mm-hmm. And I think with this project, it's not so much about the current climate, but it's actually about giving their staff the ability, the tools, the knowledge, the confidence to access and utilize these digital tools in the most effective and efficient way possible.
Absolutely. And I think you're so right. And it is so important, no matter what you do, is it's all well and good having everything, but if people don't know how to use it or don't use it cohesively, then they're going to struggle. And it's not fair on you and it's not fair on them. And this is why digital training and digital skills are so important. It's not just that. It's one of the things we forget, people don't know how to do these things.
Because we're so
used to it now and we use it in everyday life.
And I think another thing with it is sort of that confidence element.
Oh,
they may know how to do it, but they don't feel confident enough to do what it is that they need to do. And that's part of the training that we offer is, you know, giving them the confidence to, you know, it doesn't matter if you click on that because that doesn't do anything major. You can go back, you can do this. And it is just reassuring them.
Don't worry about breaking it sort of thing. Yeah, that is it. It's a lot of it. And I think it's that, sorry to use a cliche, but it's that idea of all the gear, no idea, isn't it?
Yep.
It is exactly that. It's no good having all the gear if you haven't got an idea. And all you're going to do is, as Tom said, ruin people's confidence.
Yeah. So they're some of our sort of top most exciting projects that we're working on at the moment. And that's sort of, that's what we wanted to talk to you about. We wanted to give you a little update, have a little recap, and, you know, talk about maybe what's happening in the future.
Yep.
With Two from Two Cubed. We will, of course, there will be more of Adam and I chatting about topical things.
Of course.
What's going on in, you know, the marketing world, in the video world, in you name it, we'll talk about it, so long as it's related to marketing and communications.
Yep, sometimes.
And hopefully at some point in the future, when it is safe to do so, because We could probably get away with social distancing in here with another person.
I think we possibly could.
So hopefully we'll get some more guests on in the future. If you yourself, you listening to this podcast, think, do you know what? I want to go on and have a chat with these guys. You can do so if you go to our website, twocubed.co/TFTC. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's actually a little contact us form there. If you fill that in, we'll get in touch with you and we'll organise getting you on the podcast, because we'd really, really like that.
We'd be excited to talk to you.
Exactly. And with that, we shall, of course, recommend you to subscribe to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, wherever you can listen to podcasts. We're there. Listen to the previous episodes at twocubed.co/TFTC. Follow us on social media at @twocubedcreate. That's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find it all there. Shoot us an email if you like, hello@twocubed.co. And that is it, I think. Yes. Yep. We're good. So we will speak to you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.